Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this Sunday is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5, 7 to 12. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 118 or 19, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. Our gospel reading is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is My stance in the kingdom of God. My stance in the kingdom of God. My sisters and brothers, having heard the word of God and reflected on it, the psalmist of today declares his stance. Thus, as for me, I have resolved, O Lord, to obey your word. Why? Because the law from your mouth means more to me than silver and gold. My brothers, my sisters, I ask, are the words, will, and instructions of God precious to you, precious to us? If yes, do we see, think, or act according to the precepts of the Lord? Are we able to reflect on the good and bad, then opt to uphold the good? In other words, are we ruled by Yahweh's precepts and conscientiously avoid evil? If our hearts say no, or if we are unsure, then we are yet to have a clear understanding of the kingdom of God and to comply with the demands of our invitation to enter the kingdom of God. Because as possessors or bearers of God's invitation, or as scribes of the kingdom of heaven, our task is to be open to the infusion of grace and be instrumental in the establishment of God's will on earth as it is in heaven. In order to be sincerely committed to God's will on earth, we must review our sacramentally signed agreement to follow Christ and to be Christ in this world. We must re-examine our consciences to know why we cannot perceive the light of God's word, and why we fail not to be selfish, not to be greedy, and not to be corrupt, which might lead to self-destruction and creation of loveless community. The call for self-reevaluation is not as a result of a judgmental analysis of our relationship with the Lord, for it is clear to us in the third parable of today's gospel, the parable of a haul of all kinds of fish, that we must not judge because, as Proverbs 16 reminds us, God has the final say. He is the judge. However, my brothers and sisters, we must ask still, are we amongst the good fish in the fisherman's basket? Thus, we cannot but re-examine our hearts to know whether we possess still the invitation to enter God's kingdom, or what we have done with it. If we are gradually losing or have lost God's invitation to be and act as his disciples in this world, then, as St. Paul notes in the second reading, we must cooperate with God so as to reclaim our justification and the glory of the kingdom of God, the glory bestowed on us. We must cooperate with God to reclaim what God has had and has given us. My brothers, my sisters, based on the two parables of the hidden treasure and pearl of great price, Jesus is asking us to act today. Do not wait for tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Hence, like King Solomon in today's first reading, we must ask the Lord, who cooperates with us, to grant us wisdom, a renewal of his wisdom. Wisdom to discern right and wrong. Wisdom to know what is right, and wisdom to reject what is evil. Wisdom to become an instrument of restoration of human values. Wisdom that keeps us safe in times of danger. We must ask for a renewal, an outpouring of wisdom. Thus, wisdom keeps us safe and faithful to God, especially in the face of disappointments, failures, and humiliation. Let us ask God to grant us the grace to know his will again and to embrace that will, to take a stance in his kingdom. May the Lord bless us as we work hard to ensure his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. May he bless you today and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.